All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. We have 12 minutes remaining in this home opener for the Hornets. Chilligalli's on offense. They have a fourth and goal at the Marshall 2 down at the south end. They lead it 34-0 over Marshall. Matthew, your quarterback, under center. Hands off to Cole Nichols, and he goes in from the right side for a touchdown. The sophomore scores his first varsity touchdown for the Chillicothe Hornets. Cole Nichols' touchdown makes the score 40-0. Chillicothe over the visiting Marshall Owls. Well, Butch, not only is this Hornet football team good, but I got to give some kudos to Matt Traeger. He makes a mean bag of popcorn.
Yeah, he does. This is good stuff. I like it.
Raising money down there for the late Sean Traeger, and he was nice enough to bring up some popcorn for us. Here's Rieger in to attempt the point after. Vincent does the holding chores. Here's the kick. No good. No good. Off to the right this time by Rieger. So with 11:55 remaining in the 2011 season-opening game for the Chillicothe Hornets, the Hornets are just building confidence left and right, handling the Marshall Owls right now by a score of 40-0. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI. Welcome back, Hornet fans. Mark Simmer along with Butch Schaefer coming to you live from Jerry Litt Memorial Stadium. As the Chillicothe Hornets are celebrating the start of 2011 football season in fine fashion, leading right now the Marshall Owls 40-0. What can you say, Butch? What can you say?
Just it's great to see the Hornet football looking good. It's fun. You need to come out and watch these guys. Although we've got a really good crowd here tonight. I bet there's 4,000 people here.
At least.
Uh-huh. Really? At least. Seriously.
I mean it.
Yeah, there's
over there on the...
You know, you lose sight of the fact there's so many people over there on the other side.
Here's Rieger. He's got it teed up at the north 40-yard line after that Cole Nichols touchdown run from 2 yards. Here's the kick. It bounces at the 15 and goes out of bounds at about the 12 of Marshall.
So that'll put the ball at the 35-yard line of Marshall.
Butch, do you think anybody's over there on the east side of the field listening to us?
Well, they said they were when
I
was over
there. Can anybody wave? Wave to me if you hear me over here.
I don't see anybody waving.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Either that or they're not paying attention. They're so excited.
They're just stunned. They're stunned by this score, Butch.
Yeah, they're so excited. The Hornets are playing well that they're just kind of, they are. They're kind of stunned.
Mass substitutions now coming into the ball game for the Hornets. Jacob Lewis and DJ Gannon go out of this ball game. They're probably finished for the night. See Clampett coming into the ball game. Tyler Clampett, third string quarterback for Chillicothe. He's in at the monster position, monster back position on defense. As Marshall's on offense, first and 10 for Marshall at their own 35. Three wide receiver set, and now the referees stop play again, and it's a timeout. The final timeout of the night by the Marshall Owls comes with 11:29 remaining in this game. Chillicothe leads it 40-0. Let's take a timeout ourselves. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI. All right, out of a Marshall timeout, Marshall goes out and airs it out. Throwing the ball down the sidelines for Brandon Johnson is mopping. He showed some good arm there, but it goes incomplete at the Chillicothe 35-yard line. Right now, Marshall has it second down and 10 at their own 35. Butch, this score 40-0, I'm tempted to snap into a Slim Jim, but it's so early in the 2011 season, I'd hate to do it right now. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know. It might be a time to celebrate because we're off to a good start here.
Dylan will be at a wide receiver position for the Owls. Wide to the left. Two more wide receivers to the right. Caught the lone set back behind Maupin. Maupin goes back to pass. Throws over the middle. Batted down. Batted down by number 82, Rutledge. Right before it landed into the hands of the receiver at the Marshall 45-yard line. Incomplete pass. It'll bring up third down and 10 now. For the Marshall Owls at their own 35.
as the clock continues to run on that incomplete pass, because there's 35 or more point lead by the Hornets. So we're in a continuous clock mode. Be a third, as you said, it's third down and 10.
Maupin under center with three wide receivers, two to the right, one to the left. Back to pass he goes. He throws to a wide-open Johnson at the 40 of Marshall. Breaks one tackle at the 40. Gets to the 45. Turns upfield. Finally gets down at the 49 of Marshall. Cole Nichols on the tackle. First down by the Marshall Owls. And I haven't been keeping track. I apologize. But I'm going to guess that's probably their fourth first down of the night. One of those first downs was picked up by a penalty.
Yeah. But I think you're right. That is about their fourth first down. That's a rare occasion for Marshall tonight, the way the Hornet defense is played.
Johnson and Dillon will be wide to the right. Sims wide to the left. Caught in the backfield. Balance line in front of Moffin, the quarterback. From the 49 of Marshall. Marshall has it, first and 10. Back to pass, three-step drop. Throws incomplete for Johnson over the middle. Rutledge was there to lay a lick on Johnson had he caught it. But the good sportsman that he is, he let him go on by after that incomplete pass. 9 minutes remains in the game. Chillicothe leads it 40-0. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI 98.5 FM and 1010 AM in Chillicothe, Missouri. No huddle offense as the clock continues to run with this 35-point deficit. Moppin under center on second and 10 from the Marshall 49. Hand off to Cott. Cott breaks it in the backfield. Gets up to the midfield. A gain of about one. Nobody has gone home yet. They're enjoying this ball game. Hornets leading it 40-0. Eric Rutledge and Blake Rasmussen in on the tackle for the Hornet defense. Two wide receivers to the left, Sims and Dillon. Johnson will be wide to the right. Caught in the backfield for Moppin, who goes under center. Third down and 9 from midfield for the Owls. Moppin goes back to pass, throws high, incomplete. It was batted slightly by number 84, Ryan Smith, a 6'2", 165-pound sophomore.
We can bring up a fourth down here, fourth down and 9. As the ball's right on the 50-yard line. So
this is how you keep a program strong, Butch. You get these good leads, you play well early on in games, and the young guys can play later on and get
exactly.
the experience.
Exactly.
All right. Fourth and 9 for Marshall at midfield. Moppin now is in shotgun formation with Cott to his right. He's going to punt it away this time. This time, straight up and down punt that bounces inside the 25 of the Hornets. Continues to take an owl bounce and roll and flight all the way down to the Chillicothe 8-yard line.
We had a flag over here on the sideline. I don't know if it was a – it could be against the bench from where that flag was thrown, but let us see here.
Boy, he threw that flag down then picked it right back up. I couldn't even see it.
Yeah, well, it's – I think it's still laying over here.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, it's right on the out-of-bounds line.
Okay.
There's one of these side judges that he was running along there and threw the ball or threw the flag up in the air. I think it's just a bench warning. So somebody was player or coach or somebody was where they weren't supposed to be there. That rule is so complicated that
All right, Jake Matthew remains in at quarterback for the Hornets. It looks like Marshall might have declined the penalty assessed against the Hornets because the ball is still sitting at the Chillicothe 8-yard line as Marshall is now defending the south goal here in this ball game. Handoff goes to one of the young running backs of the Hornets. That's Cole Nichols. He's running hard off right tackle and gets up to about the 12, 13-yard line. Gain of 4 or 5 yards as the clock continues to run down to 6.5 minutes remaining in this ball game. Chillicothe leading it 40-0. Butch, you got big plans for the weekend?
No, I think I'm going to the soccer match tomorrow. Other than that, not much going on.
Here's Matthew handing it off to Cole Nichols, and he loses 2 yards on that play. Brought down at the 10-yard line. Excuse me, that was Thomas. Their tackle was made by Tyler Cott on Cole Nichols. So the ball's at the Chillicothe 10-yard line. It'll bring up a 3rd down and 8 for the Hornet offense. Wind has died down. Heat has risen here in the press box. Jake Matthew in at quarterback. Passing situation perhaps here. 2-back split in the backfield of Thomas and Nickel. Nichols goes in motion to the right. Pitchback goes to Thomas. Thomas is being swarmed by Owls. Breaks several tackles. Trying to fight to stay at the line of scrimmage, and he accomplishes that. But no gain there. He ran probably 6 yards total, but it was all sideways and all over the place.
Yep.
Sebastian Sims, the senior defensive back, finally brought him down. Thomas remains down on the ground. And both teams go to their respective sidelines. Clock stops with 5:23 remaining in this game. Chillicothe leading it 40-0.
Now, we do have an injured player on the field here, so that is the reason for the timeout.
All right, why don't we take a 30, and hopefully that young man will be up and going when we return. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI.